I've got a banana Twinkie.
Where?
In my mouth.
I'm not sure that's a better answer.
It's filled with cream.
Superhero time with your hosts, XV.
Well, it hurt a little bit at first, but I got used to it.
Hey, Mickey.
United States, Canada, Mexico, Panama.
Paladin.
No, but I want the rest of you to suffer with me.
And Fort Max.
Nickel.
Showtime!
If you're warmed up on your mom, it means you're listening to Superhero Time. I'm XV. With me this week, I have Hey Mickey.
Heyo.
Paladin.
Hello.
And Fort Max.
Hello.
You know what came out last week?
Your mom?
No, that happened a long time ago. No, it's
a... A leaked copy of the Double Forever CD? Well, Double Forever DVD?
Is it leaked? I thought that was just the rental version.
A leaked rental version.
Was it not supposed to be out yet?
It's... The not until the 21st.
Well, the rental version always comes out before the retail version. So I just thought somebody ripped the rental DVD.
Who cares how it came out? We finally got it.
Hooray.
Well, I'm not even the one who brought that part up. It was Fort Max.
Well, Fort Max cares.
Like I said, who cares?
Fort Max does.
And who cares about that?
Well, you weren't asking that question.
Well, that's what I meant.
Oh.
Authorial intent. Or something. Which would work
the
if
Fonz?
I was... What?
The Fonz? No, that's Arthur Fonzarelli.
Right. What were we talking about?
Power Rangers?
Your mom?
What's new this week?
What?
What?
Okay, let's start off with Sam.
Oh, that too.
It's only funny when Hey Mickey does it. Which is what your mom said.
Right. So the accessory Zords have been spotted, and they look nice.
Well, two of them from Big Bad Toy Store.
Yeah, they weren't spotted so much as...
shipped.
Right.
Ah, okay. I misunderstood then.
Technically, they are in the distribution system, but, you know, they haven't, like, found their way into a store yet.
It's weird that they're saving the swordfish till last, though.
Because it's first?
No, I think
the
tiger
should be last.
What? Yeah, wasn't the beetle first?
Yeah, beetle, swordfish, tiger.
Assuming that samurai. Assuming samurai doesn't, like, you know, flip around the order a little bit.
Well, they haven't released any of the Blue Ranger Zord vehicles from the 2010 line, so.
So maybe the swordfish is never coming out.
But we need a fish head.
We also need a Dragon Zord for this year.
The most indicative would be very Bandai to never release the swordfish.
Especially since it's required to make one of the initial combinations.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you have if you didn't have the swordfish? Just like a one-winged bird plane thing?
A one-winged angel?
Yeah.
That seems very Bandai of them to do.
Yeah. Oh, they've got a picture of it here of the swordfish missing.
What?
What?
One sec. What you just described, there's already a picture of.
Oh, these the Zord vehicle. That's right, I remember now. They come with little Ranger figures, which are still the American design, aren't they?
Yeah, they're still the Mega Rangers with the Mega Ranger weapons.
And they appear to be unposable?
Hmm.
So,
I see, like... Maybe they are imposable. Maybe that's just
shadows. They have the couple joints, I think.
Not enough to matter. And they appear to be a little short, too.
Your mom's a little short, but that didn't really matter either. Yeah, these don't look too bad.
They're nowhere near overdrive terrible, at least as far as I can tell so far.
Well, what is?
Your mother.
Ho, oh, that's who.
Everyone's stealing my joke this week.
Blame Fort Max. He made it popular.
We always do.
I thought I did the exactly opposite of making things popular.
There must be something you made popular. I can't think of it at the moment, but we'll come back to that later. So apparently the roleplay toys are out too.
The smaller ones.
So somebody talk about those.
How small are they?
I don't know, but I know that the sword is in multiple pieces in the box.
Is there a picture of these, like, even in package or anything?
Here we go.
Oh, there it is.
It's been great to listen to all this. Look at pictures.
Yeah. That is kind of small.
Well, the Morphing Rangers are also ridiculously huge, too, so...
How ridiculously huge?
Like 8 or 9 inches, I guess?
That's what she said. And wow, that's a heavily bastardized Shinkenmaru.
Not really. It's the blade. The main part of the blade's a separate piece and is behind the main sword.
Wow, is it the first
assortment? Definitely doesn't look good in the packaging, though.
It does look a little silly in the package.
Oh,
yeah,
there's a picture of the bigger.
It's not fully assembled.
There's a picture of the bigger sword.
Yeah.
Although it does come with a belt clip thing for the sword, which is nice.
Yeah.
And the hidden disc appears to be removable, which is kind of a surprise.
That's the whole point of it. Yeah, it seems to actually retain the original Shinkenmaru gimmick.
Yeah, that's what's surprising. I expected them to Bandai of America it up and like lock it in place.
Well, no, that's why they have the bigger one. They can Bandai of America that one up all they want to. But there's still the other one to have. And boy, that is Bandai of America, isn't it?
And they're just calling it Spin Sword? God, that's a terrible name.
I love the packaging for the big one.
It's called the Sit and Spin Sword.
It's the packaging is so narrow, they have to bend the sword in half to fit it on there.
Where's the packaging for the big one?
Copy.
Ugh. What the hell? That makes no sense at all. I can't figure out what I'm looking at.
I wonder how long that blade extends to. You know, if it's like a 23-inch long blade, it makes sense to not even try to sell it straight.
I can't imagine them making a sword that long.
Well, me either, but you never know.
Yeah.
Well, you kind of know, but, you know. But yeah, Spin Sword, that's pretty bad.
I don't know if that's worse than Mega Blade.
Yeah, it's worse than Mega Blade.
Is it worse than Ranger Gun Sword?
Ranger Gun Sword is awesome.
I like Gun Sword.
And to be fair, they didn't use the name Gun Sword in the show, so maybe they won't use Spin Sword in the show either.
Yeah, really, the Gun Sword name was a holdover from Jew Ranger.
Well, what could they call the Spin Sword that would sound cool, though?
Okay, and here's a terrible video review of the Spin Sword.
Yeah, I think we'll save that for later.
Yeah, well, this is more for so you can see how it looks assembled.
Well, why don't you tell us how it looks assembled?
It looks like the Shinkenger sword.
I think I've got kitchen knives larger than that.
Mr. Juggalo.
Like I said, it's terrible.
I'm amused that there's a Juggalo that's also a Power Rangers fan.
I'm amused that he's... seems to be able to spell correctly.
Yeah,
he's lounging on a very plush couch.
And there isn't a bottle of Faygo in sight.
You know,
nice
this is going to be an idea. Maybe from now on we should have a segment where we all rip apart a video review every week.
That's going to win us a lot of fans.
I know.
Why is this video all vertical like this? It was shot sideways.
I think it was shot with like a camera phone held sideways.
That's stupid.
I don't think being full screen would help it very much.
Okay, the shot of him sticking his finger inside the hidden disc is just obscene.
In and out. Okay, while that...
It seems like they should have saved that feature for the Ghostly Rangers.
So while the Spin Sword looks like a decent reproduction of a Shinkenmaru, it is pretty tiny.
Well, maybe there's a good side to that. Maybe it means it won't take up much space on my shelf.
Are you going to get one?
Probably, yeah. I figure I might as well support the brand now while I still can.
You know, I'd like to be able to support the brand, but my store doesn't carry any.
And plus, it's not going to be buying any Transformers toys this summer, so...
Yeah, that's a good point. Of course, if the if this goes like RPM did, we might not be buying any Power Ranger toys this summer either.
That's true.
So sad.
It looks like the spinning disc illusion thing works pretty well.
Well, I'm sure it works just as well as it did on the Shinkenmaru.
Which is to say...
I have no idea. I don't have one.
Oh, okay then.
I'm just saying, though, it's the same... It's the same mirror setup with the disc, so I don't imagine it would be much different.
But and at boy, least that... they didn't take that part out, right?
Right. Yeah, I could just see them Bandai of America in it by... Instead of using the mirror in the disc... They put a little, like, cylinder with the printed image on it. And you stick the disc on.
No, no, they pull a Bushido War Starscream and have the disc as normal, but not chrome the mirror piece.
Now, what they do is there'd be a sticker of a lenticular motion image. You just put on there and you just tilt the sword back and forth to watch it move.
With a permanently mounted disc on it.
Yes. That does not spin at all.
Right. And they would still call it, they would still sell it as the spin sword.
Yeah.
I wonder if they sold I wonder if they called it the spin sword and the thing didn't spin if you could get after them for false advertising. Of course, really.
It can still spin. You hold the sword out and you spin in circles. That's what's called a spin sword.
Really, though, what couldn't you get after Bandai for false advertising for?
I don't think you could. It says Bandai of America right there on the packaging.
Yeah, you already know what you're buying.
That Morpher really is small,
true,
isn't it?
Well, at least it's
a believable. I can't wait to see that compared with the original Shinken Morpher.
Well, it's still probably the most realistically sized cell phone Morpher since the Digimorpher.
Yeah.
I do like that it appears they kept the wood grain pattern on the outside of it.
More technology needs wood grain paneling.
I actually would like to have a wooden cell phone. I'm just looking through this thread on Ranger Board to see if anybody did post comparison pictures with the Shoto phone.
Well, I'll compare the Samurai Morpher phone with, say, the Beetle phone from Double.
What?
I mean, the phone from Kamen Rider Double.
Yeah, but what about it?
Well, compare the sizes of them, though.
Well, if I had a Beetle phone or a Stag phone...
Well, you could see them use it in the show. I mean, it's ridiculously huge. It's like one of the brick phones from the 80s. This actually looks like it's supposed to be a cell phone.
Yeah, I'm just saying, though, I want to see a comparison of the sizes of the two toys.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. Obviously, the prop in the show is going to be large so you can see it clearly.
Well, the prop in the show is a modified Soto phone toy.
How is it modified?
What the hell?
What?
What?
Huh?
Who?
Oh, that's who.
3 times in 15 minutes. That's what she said.
That's what she said.
Excellent. Okay, so I don't see any comparison pictures. Way to fail, Ranger Board.
Not yet, anyway.
Well, they should have that first thing.
Yeah, well.
But that wasn't.
You can always count on Ranger Board.
Yeah. Just like tearing apart video reviews, this is getting us fans also. Considering that Ranger Board is the Power Rangers fandom.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty sad statement when you get right down to it.
Yep. So let's see, we had other stuff, didn't we?
On the Samurai toy front, I picked up the Red Ranger toy, this regular one.
Yeah, the Mega Ranger.
Yeah, whatever you want to call them. He's
That's
nice.
What the packaging says.
Him. I'll buy more.
Well, that was a great review, Mickey.
Well, it wasn't intended to be a review. It was intended to be a quick commentary.
Well, that was a quick commentary, Mickey.
Well, I've got to get back to doing your mom.
Yeah. Another kind of quick commentary.
No, that's commentary.
Yeah. How'd you know her name was Terry?
Psychic.
So samurai promo.
He's a psychic lover.
Samurai promo?
Yes, apparently the Mega Ranger suits will be in the show.
Hooray!
Just in the Zord cockpit footage.
Nope.
Nope.
Well, that's all we've seen them so far.
There were also shots of them outside.
Were there?
Well, yeah. Of blue outside.
I guess that was the blink and you miss it part.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Here, I shall post a link that Fort Max gave you earlier in the week.
Well, I watched the video.
Well, then you didn't remember it then.
No, I must have blinked at that moment. So maybe all of the new Power Rangers produced footage will be the Mega Ranger costumes?
Probably not, considering they also clearly have the regular costumes.
Yeah.
Well, what I was getting at...
That would be...
What I was getting at, though, is that it would be a hilarious bit of editing to jump back and forth as they go between the footage, the different costumes.
No, they only would do that with something like the Green Ranger shield.
Or Saban's Death Rider. Yeah, you know, Samurai
needs... I can't wait to see what the story is behind these costumes.
There's no telling.
Sell more toys.
It'll probably be like the story behind the sunglasses morphers.
Or do you mean the story in the fiction?
In show, yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
How would that be relate to the sunglass morphers?
Because I chose to mention them in that moment.
Oh, I see. Okay, it's because you say so, then.
Naturally.
Okay, gotcha.
That's the whole basis of this show.
It's because you say so and because we strive to thwart you.
Or enable me, I'm not sure which.
No, thwart.
Does it matter?
No, not really.
Yes, it does.
That's that thwarting thing again, right?
Yeah, very good.
Yes, I've learned your game.
No, you haven't.
There you go. So do we have something else to talk about?
B-Fighter subs?
The Dice Soul Gokaiter promos.
Eh, nobody cares about B-Fighter. It's probably better as Beetleborgs anyway.
Nothing is better as Beetleborgs.
Well, I mean, it's not like this is going to have a flabber.
Your mom's a flapper.
No, flabber.
Oh.
Of course, I guess she is kind of that, too. I flabbed your mom.
However, it does have it does have giant hands coming out of the sky and pulling the B-Fighters into essentially
Battle Grid?
A slightly more modern version of the crazy trip-out realms from the early Metal Hero series.
Yeah, that sounds pretty Metal Heroes-y.
Yeah.
Is anything like a B-Robo Copytech?
No.
Oh.
God, I hope not.
It's more towards, more like Shider, although it's not quite as trippy as Shider, but still pretty damn trippy.
I guess they eased off on the drug use over the years.
It's hard to get something that's more trippy than Shider.
Well, you just have to do better drugs.
Just ask your mom.
Of course, being that I haven't watched Shider, you may be entirely correct and it can't possibly get more trippy than that. Really, Fort Max, you haven't painted a very encouraging picture of Shider.
It's fun.
Well, if you say so. Still not going to watch
it. It also at times makes no sense whatsoever.
Well, it is Japanese.
Well, more so than most toku.
Do you want to be really incredible?
The Hulk?
A Bollywood translation of a Super Sentai.
I have to wonder if that hasn't even been done.
It probably has. I bet you it's great.
Maybe there's like a Bollywood version of Power Rangers.
If it exists, we have to do a show about it.
Yeah, we should look into this. By which I mean forget about it 3 seconds from now.
Forget about what?
Who said that?
Who said what?
Crap. So, in a move surprising nobody, they're adding Gokaiger to the Daiso machines.
Yay. Hooray. Surprising?
Huh?
How is that surprising?
I said in a move surprising no one.
Ah.
I was surprised.
Because, as you point out, who would that surprise? It'd be like if last year we announced that they were adding the Ghost Agers to the Daiso machines.
The surprise there would be if anybody cared.
Well, at this point, they still would, because the show hadn't started yet.
Oh, good point.
Remember when it was all like...
We didn't know what we were in.
All we had to go by was the cool-looking costumes.
And Zords.
The Zords Hopes they can
and
take
greens and unicorns and...
Chocolate.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you're thinking of My Little Pony Friendship is Magic there.
I was thinking of something that was less overrated.
Yeah, I don't really get that one either.
I've watched the show. It's not bad. I just don't see why everyone's going insane over it. It just seems competent to me, I guess.
Well, for a kid's
it's the
show,
that... we're already insane.
And mostly incompetent.
Yeah. Your mom's incontinent.
Just chalking up the fans this time, aren't we?
Yep. Well, I mean, it could be worth it. What?
Let's see who else we can piss off as we go through this thing.
Well, I was just getting ready to say, it's not like we're from 2005.
You know who I hate? Redheads. Dutch redheads.
Yeah, they're all drunk anyway, so who cares? Our most...
You're all drunk anyway because you're Southern.
No, we're fat because we're Southern.
Right.
We're full of butter and fried foods.
I should know. I just got finished eating dinner a little while ago.
Yep, me too. Ben made some kind of chicken wrapped in bacon and brown sugar.
Yes.
It was delicious.
I bet it was.
What were we talking about? Oh, Daiso, yes. it might be the theme song for Gokaiger in the videos.
Who knows?
It was rumored that Psychic Lover would be doing the theme to Gokaiger, so this might be a hint of it.
Yeah, that was definitely a Psychic Lover song. Which, I mean, I'm all for that.
And the song sounded cool, too, so
that's
if it is...
Well, yeah, it's by Psychic Lover,
right.
So...
All Psychic Lover songs sound basically like that.
Is there a CD of Psychic Lover?
Awesome.
Or something I could get, or...
There's, like, singles for the theme songs they've done.
But they don't
have,
like, an actual album?
You can probably acquire a bunch of them.
I don't think they have an album as such.
They pretty much just do theme songs?
As far as I can tell, it seems to be the case. Theme songs and come-withs.
I'm sorry, what? What was the second part?
Come-withs.
Something your mom does.
Those are the songs that get included on the singles, but aren't necessarily used in the show.
Oh, a B-side.
Well, except there is no sides anymore, but, you know.
Well, they're still called B-sides, though.
Maybe in America they are.
Well, yeah, here because we speak English here.
Yeah, but we're talking about a Japanese band.
Yeah, so they speak Japanese,
B-side,
right?
B-side sounds like a better name.
Yeah, but the Japanese name has much more hilarious connotations.
Your mom has connotations.
Are they hilarious?
No.
Oh.
They're just sad.
Oh.
So is she.
It's like walking through a Kmart in the poor section of town.
That's the only Kmart I have, actually.
Yeah. You just feel bummed.
Isn't that the only Kmart anywhere?
There's a lot of Kmarts around here still.
Yeah, I think there's three around me.
And there's at least three in Nashville in the areas I go to.
I have approximately zero within 100 miles of here.
Well, that's normal for you, Fort Max. You've always been approximately zero, Fort Max.
I don't get it.
Me either.
Okay.
It was just time to say...
Mom gets it.
It was just time to say something hurtful to Fort Max, and that's all I had to work with.
Then you didn't say anything hurtful because it didn't make any sense.
Unless it hurts his sense of logic. But then being on the show is probably enough to do that anyway.
He has a sense of logic?
Okay, maybe not. What were we talking about?
Your mother?
Oh, that's who.
I guess that's all the news, isn't it?
Maybe so. Well,
everything that matters.
Okay, well, in that case, the O's subs for this week came out too late to include in the show. Because, you know, because some genius at the fan sub group decided to upload a torrent and then not seed it.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, I don't think they quite grasp how BitTorrent works.
And they've been doing this how long?
Well, for most of Double and all of O's.
Well, you know, we should be nice to them, seeing as how they give us all this wonderful glory 3 weeks ahead of schedule.
Well, I think that since they've been doing this for like 75 weeks and managed to screw up so completely, we're entitled to give them a little hell for it.
I don't think we're entitled to give them hell
just
for anything.
Just a little. Otherwise, they might stop doing it.
Mickey, this is the internet. We are entitled to everything we think we should have, plus five.
Oh, you're right. I was being silly and reasonable.
No, seriously, we do appreciate them speed-subbing our Masked Riders for us, but still, that's kind of a screw-up this time.
No, that's what happens when you go out to eat and you tell your sister to upload something for you.
Of course, also, we'd probably be doing it, but hey, Mickey doesn't use BitTorrent.
Or, I know. I'm a Luddite.
There was a direct download, which is actually how I got my copy of it.
Yeah, I downloaded it and then seeded the torrent.
Well, yeah, that's what I did too, until there was over 200 seeders, in which case my piddly little upload speed wasn't really very important anymore.
Meanwhile, I was like getting 2 megs a second with upload, so...
See, Fort Max, I need to teach you how to hard sub the stuff and then upload it, because you could do it in a fraction of the time
uploading,
I can.
Uploading, yeah. The hard subbing, no.
The hard
okay,
subbing...
Okay, well, then XV, you hard sub it, send it to Fort Max, then he'll send it to me.
Yeah, that would save a lot of time. No, Fort Max, the hard subbing is really easy.
Okay.
You only need 2 programs, and they're both free.
Okay, send me links.
Like, legitimately free, not, you know, you can get
yeah,
them.
Yeah, well, send me links later. I'll try to get something set up this week.
Okay, how good is your computer? I mean, like, processing speed?
I'm not sure.
It probably won't matter.
It's running Windows.
Yeah, it amazes me how much Fort Max doesn't know about his computer or internet or anything like that. Anytime we ask him details, it's like, I don't know. My dad does it.
He's like that with every question, though.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, so anyway, we don't have O's to talk about this week, but we'll probably have 2 episodes next week unless they do a repeat of this week and we only still have 1. Won't that be great?
Though we don't have any Ghost Age to talk about either, do we?
Paladin does.
Yes, we do.
Aww.
And now for something completely uninteresting.
We're in the home stretch now, though.
Besides,
what are you complaining about? You're not watching it.
Besides, TV Nihon released episode 46 over the weekend, so if Paladin wasn't watching the YouTube fan subber ahead of time, we would have an episode to talk about. So we wouldn't be getting out of this either way.
Yeah.
Don't pretend like this is some bad thing happening, Fort Max, even though it is.
Besides, the more episodes we cover, the faster the series will be over with.
The more episodes we cover, the fewer we have to cover.
Wait, what?
Isn't that what I just said?
Yes, but you didn't say it as amusingly as I did.
So, 47?
47.
All right. Well, first, according to the reports out of Japan, as of last weekend, the series has officially finished filming.
Hooray!
Yay!
Start burning the props.
No, start burning the film. Burn the film stock.
If they can't burn the props, they have to save it for Gokaiger next year.
Yeah. Well, they probably won't like bring Datus back, so they could probably burn him. And if they do, I would really like somebody to tape it on their cell phone and upload it to YouTube.
No, they probably won't be burning it. They'll probably be shipping it off to Saban.
Yes. He'll be called Alpha 7, and he will have a Brooklyn accent.
No, he'll be Alpha 8 for 8-bit, because he looks like an arcade game.
Also, because there already is an Alpha 7.
There is? Okay, well, whatever.
He was the one in Forever Red.
Was he 7? I thought he was still 6.
No, 6 was in the trash can on Earth.
Pretty sure he was 7.
No, 6 was in a storage crate in a trash can on Earth. Actually, wasn't 6 supposed to be on Edenoi or something?
No, 5 is on Edenoi.
Oh. Then who's on first?
Ho.
Your mother.
So wait, are the alphas different people, or is it just the same alpha in a different body? I'm confused.
Yeah, I think everybody else is confused, too.
Different alphas. 5 went to Edenoi with Zord. No, not to Edenoi. 5 went to Eltar with Zordon and hasn't been heard from since.
Besides,
yeah,
I was thinking...
Edenoi is Masked Rider. Nobody wants to go there.
Yeah, actually, what I was thinking of was Mirinoi.
Yeah, that's where 6 was, and apparently he...
Got shipped
he
back to
He must have
Earth.
Hitched a ride with Bulk back to Earth.
Not that anybody remembers that there's a colony on Mirinoi anyway.
So they're lost in space?
Yeah, it's not like they talk about
it. It's not like they talk about humans having built a space colony and shot themselves off into the far reaches. I think they all kind of forgot about it.
Kind of how they forget about the previous year's Rangers every year?
Yeah.
Until they have to meet them?
It's like, you know, no one in space ever questions what happened to all those dinosaur-themed guys.
Okay. We were talking about alphas, and then... Oh, yeah, we were on
we're
Ghost Sager.
So it must be Ghost Sager.
Yeah.
That's right. 47, they finished filming now.
Yay. Yes.
40... Sorry.
Uh-oh, it's killing Paladin. Either that or the emphysema, I don't know.
And the series should have killed me before now, but I'll survive.
Well, no, it's Ghost Sager.
47
it
is pretty forgettable, even.
Ghost Sager can't do anything as cool as giving you a quick, painless death. It's got to draw it out for most of a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyway.
47 is pretty forgettable, even by Ghost Sager standards, but there are two good moments.
Good.
The end credits and what?
No, first, Nozomu gets shot.
Wait, what? Who gets shot? Who got shot?
Yes. Nozomu gets caught in the crossfire
wait,
between
who
got one
shot?
Of the... Rangers battles.
What?
Can you hear me now?
Good. What? Who got shot?
Nozomu.
Oh. Okay, so it was that and the end credits that were the two good parts of the show?
No, the second good part was we got to see Pirate Fish Hat Megazord for probably the last time.
Ah.
The end credits would be the bad part, considering that it would also include to be continued.
So did Nozomu die?
I said good, not redeeming.
Oh. So where'd he get shot? The face? His crotch.
Again, good, not redeeming.
Did he get shot in the ass?
Got shot in the soul.
Got shot in the where?
Soul.
Soul?
Yes. He's obviously injured, but they don't exactly show where.
You're kind of breaking up.
That sounds fine to me.
Ghost Sager will do that to you.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's break your spirit, not break you up.
Same thing.
But in that case, it's really appropriate that Nozomu got shot in the soul since Ghost Sager will kill your soul.
I'm surprised that Nozomu even
it
had a soul.
Have its own.
Yeah, didn't we conclude that Nozomu was like, you know, some golem or something that Professor created because no woman would ever come near him?
He must have taken notes from the guy in Overdrive.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be a funny twist at the end of the series if they revealed Nozomu was a robot.
He grew up to be the Red Ranger in Overdrive.
And changed nationality.
No, they just use the super advanced high-tech dubbing gadget.
No, they just never explain it.
Right.
It's just that's what he grew up to look like.
So what was the other good part? Oh, yeah, pirate fish hat.
Yeah.
Well, you know, next year's theme is pirates, so maybe it'll have a cameo appearance somehow. Maybe whenever they get around to...
I can only hope.
Maybe when they get around to the Ghost Sager portion of the series, you know, that'll be part of the representation.
Okay, so... How is it going to work next year when they do Ghost Sager crossing on the Gokaiger?
Well, probably for the duration of the regular series, they won't visit Ghost Ager World or however.
So they'll save that just for the Versus movie then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully it will be well written.
No, it's still a Sentai Versus movie.
No, I mean compared to Ghost Ager.
Oh, well, yeah. But, I mean, we have to hope that about Gokaiger altogether, not just for the team-up.
Hey, Gokaiger's being helmed by Captain Marvelous. How could it go wrong?
And
they could find a way.
What could possibly go wrong?
Seems to me we said something similar to that about Gokaiger.
No, I believe we all were saying that it looked good and we were optimistic about it.
Same difference.
See, no,
that's the problem. When you have optimism, bad things can happen.
If you're a pessimist, then you're
then
either
you
right,
have nowhere to go but up.
Yeah, you're either right or you're pleasantly surprised.
And if you're right, you're still happy.
Yep.
In your unending misery.
But then you can bring your misery to others.
And isn't that really what it's all about?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that why we do this show every week? Almost unerringly. Isn't that why we do this show?
I thought the show was like purgatory for the rest of the sins I commit throughout the week.
That's another good way to look at it. But what about the weeks where we don't record a show? Were you just like extra good that week? Or?
Well, we got to do double Ghost Ager the week after that, so it balances out.
Okay. So, what's 48 looking like?
Fight to the death between Alada and Dark Gosei Knight.
And then that'll leave us with, like, what, two episodes to go after that?
Probably, yes. And no matter who loses that case, we win.
Except that what's going to happen, though, is it's not going to be a fight to the death.
It could be a fight to the death.
No, you know exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to suck.
Alada is going to redeem Gosei Knight. You know
either
it's going to happen.
Either that or Ghost Knight, the character, will die and he will bequeath his Ground Lion header form to Alada so they can still use Ghost Knight Ground.
Or he'll give
the Ground Lion header form to the Nozomu.
Well, whatever. The Ground Lion header will still go on, but Ghost Knight, the character, will be gone.
I'm pretty sure that happened long ago. trying to kill everyone.
Yeah. That's a fair assessment also.
The Ghost Sagers will never let him die. They'll use their retardedness to try and save him.
Probably sacrificing whatever's left
he
of Nest's head again in the process.
Yeah.
See, that should have been the running gag throughout the series. Every time they screw up, Master Head has to sacrifice himself. So like every third week, he makes this dramatic self-sacrificing gesture. And then
he's
next
the
time
Optimus Prime of the show.
And next time he just keeps coming back for more.
Well, he does die for their sins.
I know what's going to happen.
It's going
to suck. Alada is going to appeal to Blade Run to let go of his control over Gosei Knight by giving him his Morpher.
Giving him whose Morpher?
Giving Blade Run Alada's Morpher to in exchange for Gosei Knight.
Yeah, that's just retarded enough to work.
It's also retarded enough for it to be a Gosager plan.
That's what I'm saying. That's why. That's what I mean by it's so retarded it'll work.
Only to sweeten the deal, he'll throw in all five of the Rangers morphs.
And the Leon Cellular.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so stupid.
No, they'll give him the. Well, do they still have the Leon Cellular, or does Gosei Knight?
I'm sure they gave it back to him.
What?
I'm sure they gave it back. Mm. I'm sure they gave it back after they were done draining his life away with it.
So how do y'all see this series ending? Do you think they're going to make it back up to heaven, or do you think they're going to stay on Earth?
They'll stay on Earth.
I see it ending poorly.
I see it ending.
Oh, it's going to end great.
For me.
Yeah. As long as it ends, it's going to be wonderful.
Yeah. But watch, Ghost Ager will replace Shinkanger as the Deno of Sentai. And we'll just keep getting movies of it and direct-to-videos year after year after year.
Well, we won't have to watch those.
Well, we would have watched the Deno movies if any of you knew anything about Deno.
We're on the schedule sometime, and we will.
Well, yeah, but you can't watch the Deno movies without having watched the series first, because they take place afterward in the continuity. That would be kind of a problem.
Oh, and speaking of, there are some images from the next Kamen Rider movie, and it has even more All Riders.
Yeah, it has All Riders plus O's.
But still no G.
So isn't that still All Riders?
No, yeah. G.
Well, G's not exactly official anyway.
Yeah, I don't really... How do they make a Kamen Rider series that they don't completely own?
Well,
how does that work?
It wasn't really a series. It was just a little special.
Okay, well, how did they make that and not have full control over it?
Because...
Blame the booze.
Fair enough.
That's pretty much the answer for everything, isn't it? So, okay, so we have no O's, and I guess that means there's nothing else to talk about right now.
No, but we've wasted an hour here talking about nothing, so...
And most of that was on Ghost Agent.
Do that every week.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's take a break, and we'll come back to... Paladin, you didn't have a review this week, did you?
No, I couldn't really think of anything that would tie into this week's special.
Okay, just checking. Okay, so we'll take a break and come back to Twitter Theater.
You're listening to Superhero Time. Over 3,000 photos. More than a dozen different toy lines. Six cameras. How do you measure 5 years? FigureReviews.com brings you in-depth reviews and the best toy photography online. Join RAC and XV for quality toy reviews, photography, and just plain awesome. FigureReviews.com.
Hey everybody, it's your old friend John DeLuna, and do you like video games? Do you like people who like video games? Well, if so, you gotta listen to New Soundwave. It's the weekly video game podcast of record. News, rumors, in-depth discussion of new and retro gaming, plus the occasional contest or giveaway. So if you game, you gotta listen to New Soundwave. Check us out at tfradio.net, a proud member of the Transformers Internet Radio Network.
The third strike, you're on the Street Fighter 3.
Superhero Time.
Okay, we're back.
With the best thing ever.
Or damn near close to it. It's double forever, the movie.
With a little, bit of O's in the middle, so.
Well, everything needs a little O's in the middle, I guess.
Awkward silence.
Your mom's got too many O's in the middle.
No, your mom's got a middle because she had too many O's.
No, she had too many O's because of things in her middle.
Like, oh, that kind of O's?
Like, O face.
Oh. But enough of this foolishness. We're talking about Masked Rider Double, the movie.
It's time
forever.
To squash them once and for all.
What?
I thought you were quoting Lord Zedd.
Not intentionally, no. But anyway, yeah, we've been waiting since, what, last summer? Right?
Yeah.
It came out in August, didn't it?
It did, a couple weeks before the end of the show.
Yeah. That's right, because it takes place between episodes 45 and 46 of the series.
Yes.
Right. Since
you come back and all of a sudden, oh, the tower's gone. What the hell happened?
So that sure was a movie, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it...
Damn good one.
And when I say it when I say it sure was a movie, I mean it felt like a theatrical movie in terms of production.
And story. I mean, it didn't feel like just like a long episode. It felt like they had a longer story to tell.
They had a longer story and one of, I would say, bigger scope than the
TV. Yeah, there was
episodes.
A lot more action, and the special effects budget was greatly increased.
It's like Star Trek First Contact versus Star Trek Insurrection.
Yeah, except this is the First Contact.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
A to Z is the first contact of Masked Rider movies.
Okay, then.
What, am I wrong?
I don't know. I don't watch Star Trek.
Well, screw you. Okay.
All I know is that the first movie was mostly, hey, we have this awesome new model. We will make you look at it for an hour and a half.
You're talking about the first Star Trek movie, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That wasn't really a movie so much as an effects reel.
Yeah, you know, I watched the motion picture.
The motionless picture.
Yeah, I know. I watched that not too long ago. Made me very sad inside.
Plus the fact that it's pretty much responsible for us not getting a sequel to Flash Gordon.
Really?
Well, you know, if part one made you sad, just watch part five and it'll cheer you right back up.
What?
Part five is awesome for all the wrong reasons.
No,
it's William Shatner's love letter to himself.
I think Star Trek 4 is awesome for all the wrong reasons.
No, Star Trek 5, okay, you know at the end when like he's having his laser battle with God and winning? And the Klingon Bard of Prey rises up behind the cliff. I'm positive there's a cut scene where he shoots it with his phaser and blows up. I know he filmed it. He had to have. He's Shatner.
He filmed it and just played it for himself on Lonely Nights.
Yeah, yeah. I've been blowing up Birds of Prey with a hand phaser. Damn Klingon bastards.
Yeah, they killed his son.
We really should be talking about A to Z here, though. Because
I don't know how he managed to just do that.
Okay, so it's all about Kamen Rider Eternal, who is a zombie badass.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Good enough.
A apparently immortal zombie. Well, immortal to all things. Well, these zombies are immortal. Except to
Maximum Drive.
Yeah, except to Maximum Drives.
Fort Max is going to say Final Attack Ride.
Yes.
Fort Max has been watching Decade.
No, that's just what I'm used to seeing in Kamen Rider movies.
What? Then you've watched, like, Decade movies.
Well, yeah, because those are the ones that have... Those are so far all the double movies up until this one had been Decade movies.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, you know, I'm sure if some of these Never guys, like, got dropped off a building or something, they would also die. You know, it's probably not immortality.
Yeah, they didn't find out.
It's probably not immortality in the completely invulnerable sense. You know, they're probably just resistant and won't age anymore as part of the...
They never tried cutting off their heads.
That's true. I wonder if there would have been, like, all kinds of awesome lightning and stuff.
Though there was one big problem that I had with the movie. We never got to see the Queen Dauphant.
You know, funny enough, I was just going to say that... Funny enough, I was just going to say, if they did try cutting off the heads and there was the lightning... There would have had to have been part of a Queen song in the background at the same time. But anyway.
I had a different kind of problem with the movie, and that's, what the f*** is up with Skull?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of
the most perplexing thing about the whole movie is, what was going on there?
I don't know.
Okay, so Shotaro is dreaming, as he does a lot, and Skull shows up and says, hey, how's it going? Here's a driver here for you. See ya.
I gotta go get back with Hulk later.
Yeah. So, did the ghost of Skull really show up and drop off a physical object for him, or?
And if it didn't, where did the lost driver come from? Because I'm pretty sure they didn't have one of those in inventory.
Did it materialize out of Burning Justice?
Maybe Skull was made of Burning Justice.
Did it come through the ceiling when the memory came down too?
Well, then I imagine the hole would be a little bigger.
No, or it had been there the
Your
entire
mom's
time.
Hole's a little bigger.
Well, if it had been there the whole time, why was it suddenly on the table?
Maybe Fang put it there?
No, Fang died.
Wizard did it.
Yeah, it's really the only plot hole in the whole movie is what the hell was that about, other than
and you're probably
need to get Joker out there.
you're probably meant to assume it was Narumi's spirit appearing to Shotaro, dropping off a tangible physical object.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, what happened to Narumi's dropping off
or revealing what?
Well, I imagine the driver he was wearing when he died was on his body when Shotaro and Philip left it behind in the building that exploded.
Not when they blew it the f*** up.
That too.
Jem and Gemma would be so proud.
Yeah.
Wouldn't they, though? But yeah, that was the only...
And regardless of what Skull was about...
It was still Skull.
Regardless of what the hell was going on with Skull, Kamen Rider Joker was still f***ing awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, more so than he was in his subsequent appearance in the series.
Well, yeah, he had the T2 Joker memory.
Actually, he had the T2 memory in the series also. That's why he had the energy effects coming out of the driver when he inserted the memory. Effect that you would kind of lose having not seen the movie before those episodes.
So they were all using T2 memories after this, or was it just the one he was using in that last episode that was the T2?
It looks like...
Or just the Joker. Through the rest of the series.
I don't know what happened to the other T2 memories, but apparently Philip held on to the driver and the T2 Joker memory, and that's what he gave Shotaro at his going away party.
So yeah, it's interesting. Can you use the rest of those refined T2 memories in the driver?
That seems to be the implication, that the T2 memories can be used either directly or with the driver.
Because that could give us some really awesome new combinations.
Yeah. And you notice all the double memory dopants had writer features mixed in.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if, like, just the compound eye thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Speaking of, let's talk about them some.
Yeah. Luna, kind of scary.
Luna's awesome.
I kind of figured you'd think that.
It's just great to have a gay character in the show.
Flamboyantly like that?
He wasn't terribly flamboyant. He was just insane. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious that he was crazy before they established that he was gay, so...
Well, you know, Japan's all about their political correctness, so...
Of course.
Well, find a toku show that doesn't involve cross-dressing, and then, you know, we'll go from there.
How much cross-dressing is there in Scheider, Fort Max?
A whole lot.
We got to see lots of new Maximum Drives. Like, all the ones they forgot to show us in the series.
Mm-hmm. Well, what did they
like
show
the Lunar
us?
Joker?
Joker Strange.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was actually... That was actually a promoted thing. Like, when the movie was ramping up, they were talking about that in, like, the magazine materials, that they would show a new Maximum Drive in the movie.
Yeah, Joker Strange is about the coolest thing ever, I think.
Yeah, hopefully they'll revisit that in the crossover with O's. You know, get Gata Kiriba and Luna Joker doing their final attacks.
And speaking of O's...
Yeah, O's showed up.
Yes,
yay.
And it makes sense, going, Eiji would probably show up.
I know we saw this out of order, but how do you think we would have reacted if this really was our first impression of O's?
We'll be saying, what?
Well, it's kind of the same thing as if All Riders versus Die Shocker was really your first exposure to Double. You know, there's a sense of the character, but you wouldn't really know it at the time because you don't know anything about the character.
But would this inspire you to watch more of those if you just saw it like this?
Nowhere and killed the hell out of Robo Rider.
What?
Well, in All Riders, didn't Double just show up out of nowhere and kill the hell out of Robo Rider?
Well, he didn't exactly kill Robo Rider. He just embedded Robo Rider into a wall. So that when Decade did his all-rider kick and destroyed the building that he was embedded into, that killed Robo Rider and everything else in the vicinity.
Except your mom.
No, she died too.
You know what scene I was particularly impressed with in the movie? Was the motorcycle chase.
was okay.
I just love that scene where he jumps over the car and, like, tosses his bike at somebody, then kicks the other person behind him.
Yeah, I mean, one thing we should emphasize while we're talking about this is how outstanding the fight choreography and the shot blocking was for all of the fight scenes in this movie.
Yeah, it was more than a step above what the series offered us.
Yeah, they had a different director doing this movie, and it really shows the different ideas that are being put into it.
Yeah, it's...
Not to slam the regular double director or anything.
No, not at all, but
yeah,
I mean...
Yeah, this really kicked it up a notch.
Yeah, it's definitely part of the difference between this being, like, another episode of the TV series and being a big theatrical feature.
It's like the director for the TV show understands what the concepts are, and he's just trying to do it on the budget and time frame that he has.
Right.
Whereas the movie director sees and goes, oh, man, look at all the awesome stuff we could do with this, and we got the time to do it now.
Yeah, and the money.
Yeah, and that's
probably
why
the money more
see...
than the time.
Yeah, it's pretty much the difference between writing and directing for TV and writing and directing for a theatrical release.
And yeah, understanding that you have that difference to work with.
Yeah.
Because
right,
a lot for of example, TV shows that get adapted into movies don't make that leap.
Especially in Japan.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
Whereas, I mean, a lot of the movies were essentially a slightly shorter TV episode with the top and bottom of the picture cut off.
Or sometimes
if
slightly
that.
Longer.
Yeah. And usually much more dull.
Yeah, it's really odd how that works.
Like, remember when the Go-Ungers went to Samurai Brain World?
No.
They had the Samurai G3 no. Zord thing? No?
No.
Okay. It happened.
But that probably proves your point, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think it does.
But we all remember Shinkanger's movie. All 9 minutes of it.
You sure you just didn't watch a trailer?
We remember Shinkanger's movie. It started in the middle.
But one of the examples of them taking more advantage of the concept of the show is how Double changes forms all the damn time in this movie.
Yeah, especially the last fight on the tower.
Yeah, and it was really awesome seeing him just cycle through everything.
Yeah, I mean... that,
back to back to back to back.
That's the kind of thing you would expect to be done with the memory gimmick like that.
Right. And it really showed how hard it would be to fight Double if he kept changing his attack styles, because you have no idea how to defend yourself next.
And especially if he's changing every 20 or 30 seconds, there's no time to adapt once you figure out what he's doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, the movie...
another example of stepping up the combat from the series.
Right. Plus, the movie does not have to work quite the same way as the series in advertising the toys. So he doesn't have to stand there still while he slowly changes between colors.
Good point.
You know, the action's a lot faster. It's kind of like Transformers, the movie, in that way. You know, there wasn't as much emphasis on the characters transforming. It made the whole flow of the action different because of that.
Yeah.
Really, Transformers the movie was just there to unsell you a bunch of old toys.
Yeah.
Now, I'm pretty sure that was the second movie.
No, I'm talking about the 86 movie.
Ah.
Revenge of the Fallen unsold you on Jetfire.
It unsold you on the franchise in general.
Yeah, that too. Makes me wonder what it's going to be like to go see Dark of the Moon.
I don't see how it could get any worse than Revenge of the Fallen.
Well, at the very least, I'm not going to spend
that
much to go see
it. Revenge of the Fallen did have the tightest shirt.
What?
We checked.
There is no tighter shirt. We checked.
So anyway...
Revenge of the Fallen had those great characters like the twins, and I guess Jetfire was in it, and... Were there any other Transformers in that movie?
Well, Jolt appeared about halfway through.
Did he have any lines?
No.
Okay.
No, but
he's
sure
still better
was,
than Energon, though.
He sure was standing there, though.
He was integral to the plot.
Yeah. He was integral to there not being a hole in the lineup.
He certainly filled that gap in the spacing.
one man. Alone.
So double. How about that?
Okay, so the plot of the plot going on here is that there's this lady in Philadelphia. That's my buzzing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But that was pretty awesome.
We have to tell you this time because we actually have something to talk about.
Well, I wasn't gonna say anything, but we just couldn't stop laughing, and then
I've been buzzing for the past half hour, haven't I?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
If not, I can arrange for it later.
Okay.
So, anyway, the actual plot of the movie.
Yeah, Philip wants to bang his mom, who's Shroud.
Wait, you know, it didn't really quite strike me quite that way.
Well, it was his mom, so I figured somebody wanted to have sex with her. Well, we found out she was a lying bitch, and she's not really his mom. She was just abusing him, so, yeah.
Yeah.
What a bitch.
And she dies.
Wait, did she?
I'm pretty sure she did.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Maybe she did, I don't know. But yeah, I mean, what kind of impact would that part of the story have had if you didn't already know Shroud was a different character?
Very little. Oh, wait, no, you mean for if you watched this in okay, yeah, that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yes, it probably would have been more emotional.
At least the twist toward the end would not have been so, well, duh, you know.
Yeah. Still, so, I mean, the acting sold it fairly well, though.
Well, yeah, the acting was fine. It's just, you know, you lose part of the direction of the plot because you already know later.
That's where it's going to go.
You already know that Shroud is still sitting somewhere in her blue forest with her bandages still while all that's
waiting,
going on.
Waiting to die.
Yeah, for no apparent reason.
With a dirt bike.
They should make a Shroud action figure that comes with a dirt bike.
That'd be a very Bandai of America thing to do.
And she wouldn't be able to ride it.
But she'd also have to come with a replaceable Red Ranger head for no reason at all.
Yeah. That you could mount onto the dirt bike.
Yeah, that'll work too.
No, it would be the only way to, the dirt bike would be the only way to get, say, the it would probably be the only way to get the Luna memory or something.
Yeah.
And then it wouldn't
come out. Yeah.
It'd come out in Europe.
Oh, Bandai.
So I guess the other big thing in this movie is that Double finally gets his Burning Justice upgrade from the soul of the city and the residents within.
Mm-hmm. That yellows him.
Evolved to gold mode.
Yeah.
So the city just leaves him out of the sun too long.
See, I got more the impression that he was so scared he pissed himself and it filled up inside the suit.
Well, that's the problem with having the middle of your suit being a window.
Yeah.
But then how did the wings factor into it?
Well, he was also so scared that he shit himself, and it was just kind of big.
Nah, the wings can be the Burning Justice.
Too many Red Bulls.
The rest is just urine.
But still, the part where the little pinwheels and stuff started spinning up as the wind picked up, that was actually a pretty neat build-up.
Yeah, I liked it all except for the shot where Akiko prayed to Futo because that was kind of cheesy,
well,
I guess, and cliche.
Or it just means that she had finished Earthbound not too long ago or something.
Yeah, I've never finished Earthbound.
Yeah, I don't get the reference.
Or Mother 3. I got about halfway through both of them and stopped.
I did like how they had all the previous clients cheering them on.
Yeah. That was a nice touch.
Well, the ones that were still alive, anyway.
Yeah, it's fun seeing Blue Nazca again.
What about Weather?
Weather, I think we got enough of. Nazca feels like we got cheated out of a good character.
Well, we kind of did.
Yeah.
Kirihiko could have totally been a third rider in the series.
Rider shoe?
Rider butt.
Oh, Kirihiko. I thought you said Akiko.
No, not Akiko.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, Kirihiko could totally have been a rider.
Mm-hmm.
They should reuse his actor for somebody else.
Oh, I'm sure they will. Give them some time.
Wait a few weeks.
I bet they'll turn up in Gokaiger.
They should use him for somebody in Foundation X.
He'll be the next. No, he'll be the next guy to have the birth driver.
Yeah.
Not the actor, the character.
Piss off Goto even more.
There's no way you can piss off Goto anymore. He's at maximum.
Yeah, they could.
Pissed off. Maximum drive.
Anger.
No, I think that'd be more like rage. If it's the internet, nerd rage.
Yeah, it was fun to see the, not so much fun, but more of like an oh shit moment when Eternal did the 26 maximum drives at once.
Yeah. And then it all amounted to nothing.
Yeah, but it's like, oh hell.
I know, that's a moment that should have been really epic, but then it just wasn't.
I don't think it really could have been epic. I mean, really, what should have happened is you should have blown that city apart. But yeah, you can't really do that in the middle of a series.
Well,
not really the middle, but yeah, I get the point.
They managed to bring the tower down. That was actually pretty impressive for being
cut
the
front of the windmill off.
Inflicting damage that lasts into the rest of the series, though, that's pretty impressive for this.
Especially when the whole city is built up around that one tower.
Yeah. Yeah, because remember, in the first few episodes, they were talking about building a second Futo Tower.
Yeah.
Of course, that never materialized either. Oops. But yeah, that whole last fight around the Futo Tower, it was very CG heavy, but it looked really cool.
Yeah.
Especially as the sky darkened.
This movie is a reminder of every reason why I watch Toku and Sentai.
Mm-hmm.
Because when it gets good, it gets really, really good.
Yeah, you can tell they've been doing this for, you know, 40, 50 years.
Like, this is something that I would show to someone who is not normally a fan of this stuff to try and show them why I like it.
Of course, then they'd be let down by everything else they watched around it.
The very first thing they pick up is we got Ghost Ager.
Or Overdrive.
You know, as I was watching this
or
week's episode,
Mass Rider.
As I was watching this week's episode of O's just before we started recording, I was like, oh, well, that sure is O's, isn't it? Because, you know, I was still, like, all built up in my mind to the level of Double's movie, which is just so far beyond the TV series level. It's like, oh, yeah, we're back to normal now.
Yeah.
Epic is gone. Okay, so speaking of O's, I think we talked about this a little bit, you know, weeks or months ago, but now that we've seen some of the series, where do you think this is supposed to fit into the timeline? Because there's kind of some difficulties with how this is all supposed to fit together.
How so?
Well, okay, we know there's supposed to be a year skip between episodes, 48 and 49? Was 49 the last episode of Double?
Yeah.
You know, there's supposed to be a year between those.
Yeah.
But AG shows up as O's in the space between 45 and 46.
And he already has the sword.
And then...
And also, Ankh's nowhere in sight.
Well, yeah, but Ankh could have just been, you know, at the ice cream shop or something.
And also, there was a while where a number of episodes where Ankh had lent AG some medals and the driver.
But then the Double and O's team-up movie takes place after the series run of Double. So between the time that AG appears in the movie and the team-up happens, more than a year has passed somewhere.
I think the simplest explanation for this is that what we are told in 49 Double was wrong, which what I suspected anyway. It wasn't a year.
Yes, a
couple
of months.
It's probably about 6 months
more,
or so.
Yeah.
Because that just makes more sense. Because
right,
after a year, Chitara would have gotten better.
Yeah, after a year, he would have been used to not having Philip to call.
Yeah, and he would have, let's see, because, yeah, he initially did do the pose backwards, didn't he?
Don't remember.
Yeah, he started to do the double thing, but remembered it's just his driver now.
Yeah.
If it had been a year, he'd been used to doing it.
If he'd had to transform much during that time.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
yeah, maybe business was bad during that year, and he didn't have to become Joker that much.
Well, no, I mean, that's basically the truth anyway. The museum organization had been destroyed, so the only dope hunt would be with whatever memories had been distributed up to that point and not broken.
Yeah.
You know, there wouldn't have been much call for a rider to be running around. But that doesn't excuse him trying to call Philip with the stag phone to give him the keywords to look up. You know?
Yeah.
He'd be used to operating without that resource after a year.
In theory.
Yeah, so that's why I say that year time frame, it's that's the part that's
wrong. It was just the next week.
Yeah, I would agree that a span of just a few months makes a lot more sense for everything.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's not what was said in the show.
Well, see, I have this glorious ability where I can not give a shit what the actual canon of it is. It's how I like Transformers so much, because I don't care what's real in it. I decide that for myself. Thank you very much.
Yes. I agree
also,
with that.
Or you could just accept the fact that Time in Toku series is a wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey ball of stuff.
I don't think it's quite to Who proportions yet.
A wizard did it.
This is all Decade's fault.
There you go.
Damn it, Decade.
That's the actual answer for Kamen Rider.
Yeah. Because some people think that Double takes place in the same world as Decade. So
wouldn't
that would
be worlds?
Well, you know, Decade had some world or something.
In his hand?
Well, probably not.
You know what's in your mom's hands?
Yes.
Butter?
Me.
What's the difference?
Well played.
Yeah, Double the movie kicked quite a bit of ass.
Yeah. It's a very nice way to go out on the show.
Yeah. And even still, you've got more Double coming in the future.
That's just going to feel like more like a bonus epilogue to me. This feels like this is sort of the series finale for me, I guess, even though it wasn't, you know, the end of the story.
Right. Well, yeah, and what we have coming up after this, besides the team-up movie, which is in theaters in Japan right now, I believe. Probably still is.
I have a friend who got to see that, lucky bastard.
Good review.
What were his impressions of it? Was it good?
Definitely favorable.
Did he understand a word of it?
He's from Japan, or speaks Japanese anyway, so...
I would imagine then, yes.
Yes.
But no, it works out that the direct-to-video follow-up we're getting are focusing on Excel and Eternal's backstory. So it's not going to be exactly like a continuation of Double. It's just going to start branching off into the other characters.
Which I'm fine with, because it explores areas we don't have enough explanation.
Right. Although I'm not sure how much there is to explain about Eternal prior to the movie, because my impression is that there was not a Masked Rider Eternal prior to the movie. You know, he skydived onto the helicopter, which in itself is a very impressive move.
Yeah, how do you skydive through helicopter blades exactly?
Really good timing.
Well, what the question there is like, how do they have those memories there to begin with?
Well, I think the question more is, what organization owned that helicopter?
Oh, it's Foundation X. They have the Foundation X guy right next to him in the white suit.
Okay. I didn't recognize him.
Yeah, but
I guess I should have known since there was an incongruous white guy in the cockpit speaking English.
Oh, he was an ambassador to North Korea.
Oh, Geki Ranger, what's wrong with you?
My theory for the backstory to Eternal is that he was stealing that memory back. That he had it before, but Foundation X got it back from him.
Or he had the regular version of it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because he had the driver already, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yep.
I'll accept that.
And Eternal was specifically the one he was needing.
Or it at least was the one he chose out of the suitcase. He could have just as easily become Masked Rider Extreme. Because there was a T2 Extreme memory in there.
I'd say Eternal's a good choice, seeing how he shut everyone's shit down with it.
Which I'm sure
is why sit down, Daddy's taking control.
Yeah. And on that subject, I want to know, I guess it makes sense since Zone was shown to be like teleportation-based, but it just seems weird that Zone's maximum drive does nothing but bring the other 25 memories wherever Eternal is.
And maybe it's
not specifically that. It's probably you can teleport a lot of shit.
Well, what I was going to say, though, is that it's not like they're actually teleporting. They just kind of fly to wherever he is when he starts the maximum drive.
Maybe that could be a case of the director not really understanding how Zone worked.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, plus, them flying in looks more impressive than them just appearing.
You know what would have been really cool?
That's probably more likely.
You know what would have been really cool? Some kind of a montage sequence where Eternal just, like, in succession uses the maximum drive for every memory.
Let's just see what they do.
Well, I mean, like, in a fight sequence.
Oh, yeah.
Like
that
would have
been fun.
Like, if they'd taken a few minutes to have Museum send, like, Masquerade Dopant after him before he shut down all the other memories. You know, just running through and, like, Umbrella, maximum drive.
Wah! Wah! Wah!
Of course, it wouldn't have been Umbrella because you in this movie was Unicorn, but still. And he actually did use Unicorn maximum drive. Maybe that was a bad example.
That's a fine example. I like to think that there's a Gaia memory for everything.
Well, there's the injury memory. There's the Apple memory, which I have to assume brings you Steve Jobs.
So
it slowly kills you?
It just removes every button on anything but except one.
There's the key memory. Let's see, there's the jazz memory. I like that one.
The queen memory.
Let's see, what else was there?
I wonder what the mother
is. Is there an Alzheimer's memory?
Bad, Mickey, bad.
That one breaks
there, I don't remember.
Yeah, the Alzheimer's memory just performs a memory break.
It only works in the Lost Driver.
Where am I?
And it's best paired with the old memory.
Masked Rider Dumble, Alzheimer's old. Or I guess it'd be old Alzheimer's.
Well, which one's the element and which one's the physical form?
Well, nobody can remember because it's the Alzheimer's memory.
Oh, okay.
I guess old would be the physical property and the Alzheimer's would be the spirit property.
Yeah.
If you really had to break it down like that.
Or body and soul.
Whatever.
What's what they say in the theme song?
Okay.
I liked how the music box was just playing the theme song music.
So is there anything else we want to talk about?
Oh, yes. Apparently, Eternal, before he died, was a pianist.
Okay. This is important because...
because it means he's a Kamen Rider who can play the piano.
I don't think he's the first.
Really?
No, because we didn't watch the first.
Shut up. So yeah, what we learned from this movie is that Shotaro kicks major ass just by himself.
And sometimes not even in a Kamen Rider costume.
Yeah.
Well, we've known that for since episode 49 at the very latest.
You mean
when we're supposed to know that before then?
Your argument is invalid.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was episode 48 where he stopped Utopia's punch with his hat.
Yeah.
Well, with the boss's hat.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's pretty much all that matters, I think.
I think that
it was great.
Yeah.
It was actually worth the wait.
Totally was. And it will totally be worth rewatching again when the high definition version comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And now we begin the countdown for Movie Core.
Well, that will probably come to us
in 6 months.
Sometime in the summer, I guess.
It only took 4 months for this one, so hopefully around May.
No, now what we start the countdown
this is
for.
Leaked, so technically, it was supposed
no,
to.
No, now
longer.
What we can start the countdown for is Rangers Together.
No, what we have to start the countdown for now is Ghost Ager, the movie.
What we'll start that number off at a billion and then count down from there.
Well, I mean, it's going to be there. Somebody has to watch it.
So, come from February, we've got Power Rangers Samurai. We've got Gokaiger.
Yeah.
And then, of course, O's. So,
right.
Be back up to 3 shows to watch at once.
Yeah.
Plus our homework.
Right.
And whatever Twitter theater you inflict on us.
That's the homework for it, Max.
Yeah.
Oh.
And the time we have to spend doing your mom.
Well, that's more like a bonus. You know, it's just like how a man's job is 80% determination, everything else is just a bonus.
It's true.
The everything else means your mom.
Oh. Is that a bonus or a penalty?
In this case, it's 80% perspiration. No, I don't mean the job. I mean your mom is 80% perspiration.
Right. Okay, then. Yeah, yeah, I'm very happy with Double as a movie. It turned out really movie-like. It's a nice change of pace from the normal Toku movies.
Which are usually pretty off.
They're not movies anyway.
Pretty simplistic compared to this.
Yeah, they're less movies and more like bonus features on a DVD.
Well, plus I'm just happy that this was more than like 40 minutes long. You know, most of that stuff only ends up being about that long.
I wonder why they have such short movies.
They're
Japan.
Usually usually it's because they're like triple features, triple builders, something.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Like you'll.
Well, that makes more sense.
You know, last year, they had. They had Begins Night paired up with Shinkenger the movie, didn't they?
I believe so.
You know, so we got
Didn't they have it paired up with Shinkenger and some Pretty Cure something or other?
I would not be surprised if they did, but you know, nobody paid
well, who
attention.
Who the f cares about that?
That's basically what I was saying. But without having to beep over myself.
You can beep over Paladin though. We don't mind.
I can beep
you
over.
You beeped over your mom.
Which you mean you backed over her with the truck?
I had to put in low gear for that.
Wouldn't that like wreck the truck? Like hitting a deer, except bigger. Wouldn't that wreck the truck like hitting a cow or a hippo or like a blue whale?
A building.
Except it's a whale is offer.
A whale is bigger than a building.
Which
like
building?
Big buildings.
What?
Who?
Ho?
Oh, that's who.
Well, good job, Fort Max. You've worn that joke out.
Fort Just Max like you wore out your mom.
Fort Max ruins everything. So, what were we talking about before?
Next week.
A to Z Forever is awesome.
It is. And maybe we'll be lucky and Ghost Age, the movie will only be, you know, like 17 minutes long.
Maybe it'll be nothing but Ghost Age Knight shooting people in the face.
Is Ghost Age Knight in the movie?
I think so.
I guess he could be. I don't remember him in any of the trailers.
Well, he showed up in episode 16, which is way before the movie, so...
Yeah, like, I'm just saying I don't remember seeing him in any of the trailers. So... Okay, so what are we doing next week?
Adaptation Decay.
No, I think we'll postpone that some more and, like, do Beetleborgs next week.
Mm. Especially since we can compare it to an episode of B-Fighter.
No, we're not watching B-Fighter.
You need to watch at least one Metal Heroes episode.
No, I really don't. But yeah, we'll do Adaptation Decay next week. We would have done it this week. We would have done it this week, but I think Double outranks it.
Yeah. Yes, next week is Adaptation Decay, Psychic Lover versus Ron Wasserman.
We win. And,
yeah, no matter who wins the battle, the winner is you.
A winner is you.
No, the winner is you.
No, it's me.
No, I believe you're wrong. What are we doing? We are comparing Green Ranger episodes of SPD and Decaranger.
Right.
That should be interesting.
And buttery.
Yay for SPD Green. Best Ranger ever. Well, no. I'll take that back. Best Ranger is...
He wasn't in RPM, so no.
Yeah.
Would be nice if he was.
Yeah, they should have had him be yellow instead.
Or have him be black and be all dark and brooding.
Yeah, the thing about RPM, though, is they probably could have had him be a male Yellow Ranger and still use the source footage and made it work somehow.
I would like to see them try, at least.
I wish they would have managed to fit the Dino Rangers in.
Well, they'd already blown too much budget to make that work.
Yeah, but still, I mean, it would have been nice to see. I mean, the Dino Ranger suits were really good.
Besides, the design they probably didn't get enough return out of the investment they made on the... extra ranger suits and Jungle Fury.
Mm.
You know, it probably didn't pan out for them like they had expected.
Kind of like Jungle Fury.
Because everybody was shocked that they added that many new ranger suits to the series for the American footage. That's just not done.
But they did it.
Yeah.
They should have spent that money on writers.
What?
They should have spent that money on writers.
Oh. Mickey, I forgot to ask you before. Did Ben watch Double with you?
Yes.
What did he think of it?
He liked it. He liked it a lot. He stayed awake through all of it.
See, there's your non-fan opinion right there.
No, he's a casual fan.
That's almost as good as being a non-fan. I mean, he's not like all into it like we are, right?
He probably wouldn't watch it if I wasn't watching it.
Well, yeah, that...
But he pays attention enough to know which characters are which and so on, what the rules of the game are, so.
Yeah.
And he knows the things that I don't notice sometimes, so. He pays attention.
Well, that's good. Okay, so next week we're doing Adaptation Decay 3, unless something else comes up in the meantime.
Zabot accidentally put up an episode of Samurai on the website.
Or do it on purpose.
No, they put it up with the description for Changing of the Zords Part 2 or something, or a different shade of pink.
Well, that would be a different shade of pink, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess that's our show.
Hooray.
Yeah, we're done, and it's not even 9 o'clock yet.
Double hooray.
Okay, well, thanks for listening. And stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See you next time.
On Reading Rainbow.
Stay tuned for more rambling action.
We're ramblers.
We are. We can't stay on topic for anything.
We probably managed to get a Your Mom podcast off topic.
We probably
and somehow it would still we'd still get it off topic by doing Your Mom jokes.
What an interesting challenge, Fort Max. But no, I don't think a Your Mom joke podcast is in our future.
It's in your mom's future.
It's in our past, actually.
Well, yeah, but that wasn't, like, original content. That was just, like,
are any of your mom jokes truly original?
Well,
not here.
Yeah, I suppose you could say that any possible Your Mom joke has to have been done at some point. There are no new ideas, just recycled ideas.
Like food.
Or your mom. Okay, listen to us next week. Bye.
Bye.
So long.
Bye.
This has been Superhero Time with your hosts, XV, Hey Mickey, Paladin, and Fort Max. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2011, Radio Free Cybertron.
Paladin?
What?
Oh, you're here.
You sound disappointed, Fort Max.
No, he sounds confused.
He hurt himself in his confusion.
Not? Oh no, it attacked itself.
Are y'all gonna be getting black or white?
Yeah.
Eventually, yes.
And also need to hit GameStop this week.
I still haven't gotten gold,
with a stick?
What?
Hit GameStop with a stick?
I'd like to sometimes.
Same here, but the shiny legendary beasts, so...
Are they having another giveaway?
Yeah, the second of the trio.
I didn't even know they did the first.
They did. Though it's going... That same one's going to be available on the over Wi-Fi next month at some point.
It doesn't matter. I don't have any of the giveaway stuff. If I want any of that kind of stuff, I have a Game Shark.
Mm.
Well, Game Shark. But,
well, with this stuff, if you can... Well, it's going to be available on the Wi-Fi connection next month, and it's... you. And these ones were used for some stuff in black and white, so...
I'm probably going to wait to get black and white until after I get the 3DS.
Why?
Well, don't
because
they both come out in March?
The 3DS is going to be expensive, and I'm going to spend my money on that instead.
It's like $300, right?
Yeah.
Do we even have the U.S. price yet?
Not yet, but it's going to be around that, so.
How much did the Game Boy cost when it first came out?
$200, I think?
No, it was $99, I believe. The same cost as the NES.
Huh.
Wasn't that like equal to $200 in 1980 or something?
At least, yeah.
Now, the NES originally sold for $200 in 1980, whatever.
But when it came out, when the Game Boy came out, the NES had dropped to $100, though.
Mm.
For the gameless version of the system.
Well,
I think the new Soundwave.
The SNES, it was what, 180 when it came out?
I think it was 200.
Was it? Okay.
I vaguely remember that because I used birthday money 1 year to buy one. And then I had already had a Genesis at that point, so I bought a Super Nintendo and was so bored with it in the first 2 days that I sent it back.
Here's the thing, if it's a Nintendo console and it's not the Wii, it cost $200 at launch.
No, the Nintendo 64 was about $250.
Yep. And God help you if you didn't have a controller when you got it.
What?
When they first came out, you could not buy an additional controller.
That's right, I kind of remember that now.
It was like, I think it was March or April before I got a second controller. And they were generic.
The first few months after the Wii was out here, for whatever reason, the Fry's here had a ton of the Japanese Wiimotes.
They probably imported them on their own just to have. Yeah.
They had a ton of Japanese Wiimotes, nunchucks, and classic controllers.
Hmm. Yeah, I really like the Nintendo 64 controller.
It hasn't held up very well in terms of durability. Mine actually seemed to have issues.
You can actually, if you open the thing up and clean it out, you can get it good. It's working good as new.
The problem I have with the analog stick is the spring gets all loosey-goosey, like your mom.
But unlike your mom, you can fix that.
Oh, okay. I just sewed a purse string around your mom's hole, and I just tightened up as much as I want.
I had a joystick that broke inside once, coincidentally with your mom.
The thing that I hate about the N64 controller is... I just want to punch whoever decided that, whoever decided on the button layout.
I like the button layout.
Well, the problem is not being able to access the D-pad and the L button at the same time as the, control stick and the, main buttons.
Well, that's because L and Z are basically... They should have been doing the same function. If you didn't program your game like that, then you're an idiot.
Right.
Well, thing is that, well...
On the games that even gave you a choice between using the D-pad and not.
So it works better than the Wiimote.
The Wiimote makes a really good NES controller.
Yeah.
Which isn't saying anything good about the Wiimote, I admit.
Yeah. I don't really remember the last time I turned my Wii on was.
The main problem that I have with the classic controller, well, with the Wii controller setup, is that virtual console games for the N64 can't use Rumble or Game Pack saves.
I've never given a damn about Rumble features.
Well, the Game Pack saves, not having those is annoying.
That would be kind of a problem, wouldn't it?
Yeah. For instance, you can't save Time Ghosts in Mario Kart 64.
But does anyone actually use that feature?
I forgot it even existed until he mentioned it just now.
Well, that and also the other problem that I have, it's more damn muscle memory because like Star Fox 64, I keep trying to reach the C buttons that aren't there.
Do y'all remember when Star Fox 64 came out? They mailed out like a VHS promo tape for it.
No,
I remember that for Donkey Kong 64 though. I had that for a while.
The Star Fox one was hilariously awful and cheesy.
I bet it's on YouTube.
Like the game?
Huh?
Much like the game's dialogue?
Oh, worse than that. Maybe it is on YouTube.
It probably is. It's video game related.